This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Continuing KCBX's election coverage, we hear from Don Addis, one of the candidates vying to represent the Central Coast in the State Assembly. We'll hear from incumbent Jordan Cunningham next week. KCBX's Greta Mart started out by asking Addis how campaigning is going for her.
I appreciate the opportunity, but no, it's going really well. The early ballot returns are off the charts with Dems voting in record numbers. Both locally, I've seen Tommy Gong's figures come out, and nationwide. And then I don't know if you saw, but Vice President Biden and Senator Harris endorsed me, which was just like huge the last couple of days. So that's been exciting. And we've just had so much support over the last year, really. I've been in the race for a year, and I've just had an incredible outpouring of support here.
Okay, got it. And so how much longer is your Morro Bay City Council term?
I was elected in 2018.
So if you're elected to this, then somebody else will take your place on the city council?
Yeah, there's the assembly is a full-time job. One of the reasons that I'm very different from my opponent is he has a full-time job in the assembly, plus he is running his private law firm on the side, making up to $1 million a year, and showing up in court sometimes on days that he has taken, you know, personal days from the assembly. And I really plan to do it as a full-time job. I think it's important for the people of the Central Coast to have a representative who's going to be up there doing this as a full-time job, because there's a lot of urgent things.
What are going to be your main focus at, let's say, top three areas of action?
Housing is huge. You know, as we know, over the last 4 years, housing has gotten harder, not easier, on the Central Coast. Coastal protections, combating climate change, and the whole host of things that come with, you know, climate change, combating wildfires and making sure that we're fully funding for wildfire prevention. And then really top of my list, and most of the, you know, all three of these things go together, but top of my list is also COVID recovery. We've got to help our small businesses get back in business, help those that have been able to eke through back to prosperity, and help local workers get back to work.
How do you plan to help those businesses?
Well, on the council, you know, I've worked very closely with the chambers. We've awarded a couple different economic development contracts to our chamber, one before COVID, just because Morro Bay is always looking for opportunities to partner with our businesses for economic development. And so decided to work with our chamber. And then when COVID hit, we allotted another contract, knowing how hard it was going to be for our chamber to stay afloat and to work with local businesses. And then this week, we just approved mini grants that the city will be giving to businesses who qualify. And it's the second time we've looked at doing that. I think we were one of the first cities to look at doing that. And our small businesses were in the midst of trying to apply for PPP and, you know, all of those things. And now they have said they're ready and they would like us to put that kind of program in place. So, you know, one of my focuses is really listening to what people on the Central Coast need. I think I'm a lot more in touch than my competitor, to be totally honest. Having that city council perspective really helps me understand and has given me a unique perspective on what the people of the Central Coast need. And I've been here, you know, working in the schools, been here as a mom, been here as a community organizer. My life's work has been about finding out what people need and then helping them reach their full potential.
There was a mailer, or I think I got an email about it from Cunningham saying, you know, oh, where's Dawn Addis? She refuses to debate. What's your take on that?
Well, it's a sad and desperate attempt by Cunningham, and it's flat out untrue, which has been the tone of his campaign. You know, just to make stuff up, really. So I have said yes to four different debates that he either, you know, just wouldn't respond to or said no to. this goes back to February, actually, of this year. I said yes to Cuesta. I said yes to U40. I said yes to AAUW down in Lompoc area. And I said yes to GALA in conjunction with League of Women Voters. And all of these are nonpartisan forums where they invited us. And I immediately said yes, I would be happy to attend. And he either said no or he didn't respond. And so then I realized, you know, he really is only going to get together if it's in his safe zone. And I don't want to play those kinds of games. I want to talk to the voters about real things. And I think he's, you know, spending too much time arguing about debates instead of really proving his record, because I think he's scared. You know, he's missed over 800 votes in the assembly. He has missed over 60 days of work. And as I mentioned, some of them, they, you know, he was serving private clients in the district, making double, you know, making money from the taxpayers, plus making money from his own private business on the same day. And I think he'd rather kind of make up a bunch of fabrications than actually have a debate. And by the way, Greta, there is a standing invitation that he just hasn't replied to. He told GALA in conjunction with League of Women Voters that he couldn't come. And so they responded and said, can you give us a date? And he has not been willing to give a date. I am absolutely willing to show up, and he just won't do it. So, you know, it's just a sad, desperate attempt because of his record, I'm guessing. You know, I get the people of the Central Coast. I'm talking to people all day long. I understand the, you know, what families and kids are going through because I work with our local schools. I understand what our businesses and residents are going through because of my time on city council. Over the last 4 years, I've been shoulder to shoulder with folks across the district who are standing up to destructive policies. And it's a huge difference from my competitor who, you know, won't stand up for us. Even when Trump threatens to take wildfire money away from California, the incumbent won't speak up at all. And it's, you know, it's time for change, and people are really excited for change. I think 2020 is a real opportunity, and I am excited to start, you know, hit the ground running on day one to show up for the people of the Central Coast. It's what I've always done, and it's what I plan to do. And I'm excited. I actually, you know, like representing people. I like serving people. So I'm excited for us to have somebody in office that is going to enjoy serving constituents instead of avoid them.
That was California Assembly candidate Dawn Addis speaking with KCBX about her campaign.